Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you amidst a world doing all of what it's doing. You know, the world will continue to do what it does, even as the children of God continue to grow in grace, which is the omnipotent power of God that works on our behalf. As we continue to grow in His power, as He continues to fill us with knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and His peace. Yes, His peace. His peace that passes all understanding, that guards our hearts as we trust in Him, as we put everything before Him, as we look to Him for solutions, for answers, for direction, and for how to walk through this life. You know, your approach to life is as important as all the things that you might do and all the plans and all those other stuff that's going on with you while you're here. Your approach to this whole existence is important. You know, how you approach this life, how you look at things while you're here, how you see your window of time here. Look, we've said it before, all of us are passing through. So you've got to realize that you are, this is not your home. That you are here for a window of time as part of God's design, for a part of His redemptive plan of what He's been working out in the earth, showing Himself strong, showing His great love for His creation, and for you and for I, and we also reciprocating that, and willfully choosing to follow Him, choosing His plan and purpose. You know, it's a much more beautiful relationship than I think is portrayed by most of the people that have the microphones. You know, if you notice so often what happens in the world is that, all right, so the world ramps itself up and does all of what it does and you know, corrupts, you know, nature, corrupts, you know, work, corrupts sexuality, corrupts, you know, it corrupts across the board, everything that it possibly can. And then, you know, because we live in a world where, you know, people are attuned to this whole thing of polar opposites, and then what is then said, okay, well, this is the opposite of that, is usually actually another form of the world. So when it comes to religion, what you end up seeing is just another manifestation of the world system, but now with a religious twist on it. So you still have your hierarchy, which lords over each other. You still have all your positions. You still have, you know, satanic ritual involved. You still have games and politicians and all of that stuff that's put into that. You still have a very strong push for materialism, for performance in the way that the world would say something is important or good. So, for example, in the world, you know, the larger your congregation, your bank balance, your all that stuff, the more successful you are, right? I mean, whereas with Jesus at the end of His life, I mean, the most amazing life that's ever been lived on this earth, and everybody ran away from Him at the end of His life. There's nobody there. At a distance, a few women and John, you know, watching the crucifixion from a distance. You know, everybody ran away. So that was the close of that life. But that wasn't the end of it. Not at all. Because after the crucifixion came the resurrection. And for us, you know, don't look at your life based on the way that the world evaluates things. You have to get rid of that mindset. You have to not allow that mindset to affect you, to contaminate your thinking process. Because, see, the world was going to do that to you. It's going to keep saying, okay, so, you know, who are you if you don't have X, Y, Z? Look, by God's grace, by God's, you know, design, I've had the opportunity and the chance to, you know, in a lot of ways, when it comes to the things that the world have and the world has to offer, I've seen them, I've experienced them, I've been, you know, around them. He's showed it to me. He's allowed me to see all of that, and then to show me how completely empty it all is, how there is nothing there, how, you know, the world in and of itself, it has nothing. It has nothing. It just has these momentary, temporal, short-term offers for people here. You know, everything that the world can offer its people is in this life. You know, all of the rewards, all of the trinkets, all of the pleasures, everything is just right now for this life, this place. You know, big, quick, now, that's it. And once that's over, you know, they want that which is in you, which is eternal and which will last. And they'll give you that which is temporal and which is fading and passing away for that. Sure. And if they can propaganda your mind to believe that that which is temporal is worth more than that which is eternal within you, now they've got you. And that's why the Word is important for you. Because when you get into the Word of God, you start to understand what things truly are. He starts to reveal to you what things truly are. He starts to show you your true value. Do you know that you are so valuable that it took the blood of the Son of God to redeem you? That was the price necessary to be paid for you to be redeemed and brought to Him. That's the price. That's how much you cost. So, are you going to exchange that for a BMW or a Mercedes? Are you going to exchange your value for that? Are you going to exchange your value for a position in the world? Are you going to exchange your eternal soul, your willful decision, for something far less? You see what I'm saying? God established the value for you. But it is your free will decision. You know, the highest offer out there for your eternal soul is the one being offered by the Son of God. You know, sometimes when people go to sell something, and you know, they put on the sale, they say, okay, I'm selling, you know, whatever. You know, I'm selling this house, I'm selling this car, I'm selling my bike, I'm selling whatever. And they say, I'll take the highest offer. Well, the highest offer out there for you, for your eternal soul, for your eternity, is the one that Jesus Christ offers. The world does not have that kind of coin. The world does not have that type of reserve. The world can't pay that. Because nothing in the world is beyond corruption. Everything in the world system, world and world system, whether it is spiritual or whether it is in the natural, in the carnal, whether wherever you find it, it's been tainted. It's fallen. It doesn't have that to pay. See, that's also why the world works so hard to corrupt everything else. Because it itself is already corrupted. So when something is corrupted, it wants to corrupt other people. Have you ever noticed that? When you get somebody that's corrupted, their goal is to corrupt somebody else. You know, those are those quote-unquote friends that you have when you're in school, when you're in college. Those are those friends that, you know, it's like, oh, you want to have some sort of standard for your life. Well, we can't have that. Oh, come on, we got to loosen this guy up. We got to loosen this girl up. And why? Why are they going to try to do so much just to get you to be like them? There's a purpose behind it. See, look, if you decide that you're going to follow God for real, the world comes at you in different ways to try to keep that from happening. You know, and to try to twist your moral compass is also one other thing too, because that just brings confusion. You know, the flesh, sin, all of that stuff, it just brings a layer of haziness, a layer of confusion for a lot of people. But in the middle of that too, know that for you, look, that God's love is still there. And as you reach out to Him, He meets you where you are. You know, one thing that I've seen that He does is, look, wherever somebody's at, when they would respond to His call. So God taps somebody on the shoulder and says, "Hey, you're mine. I'm yours. You are a child of the Son of God. You are my child, and I love you, and I want you to come follow me." And if somebody receives that call, what I've noticed happens is He will take you wherever you are at. So whatever's going on in your life, whatever situation you may find yourself in, you know, you may be in the absolute pit of despair, but if you come to Him in that time when He reaches out to you and He says, "All right, you're mine, I'm yours, you know, come follow me," what happens is that connection is made, and He takes you right where you are at. And that relationship, that journey starts and goes from there. But what He does too is over time with that person is He will work with you on an individual basis for what it is that needs to happen in your own life. And so if somebody truly, genuinely wants to follow Him, what I've seen, what I've noticed is if that's their heart, He speaks to them individually in their heart. And it's typically to whatever it is that's the hindrance in their own life to them walking out the maximum life that He intends for them. And so with each person, it'll be different with what He does and how He does it in His timing, in His timetable. So rather than some external set of people giving you a set of rules and rituals and do's and don'ts, which are not in agreement with what's going on even inside your own heart and your own soul and where it is that you're at. Rather, what He does is He speaks to you within and shows you within, "All right, you know, here's where we're at. All right, this is where you are. I love you." And, you know, just like the rich young ruler, you know, if you want to be perfect, you know, here's something else for you. With that one, He just said, "Go sell everything that you have and then come follow me." And I know what God's done with some people in their own lives. He's done something similar because they've had their own agenda. And so in order to strip them of that agenda, He told them, "All right, you know, here's what I want you to do. I want you to pack it all up. I want you to give away your stuff. I want you to come follow me and trust me and see if I will not do everything that I promised in your life." And some of them got scared and stopped, and some of them kept going and said, "All right, Lord, I will." And the ones that kept going, they experienced more of that plan and purpose that God intended for them. The other ones, you know, they still experience His love, but that they stop right there. That's it for them. So Jesus said, you know, that the seed that falls on good soil, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. You know, different people will go to different measures with what it is that God's doing. But if you embrace it 100%, if whatever it is that He says is whatever it is that goes, if you do that, that's where you start to see things get really interesting in life. See, instead of you trying to figure everything out, make everything work, you know, organize and categorize every element of your life, you surrender You surrender unto Him. You surrender within. And you say, Lord God, Your way, not mine. Every day, I'll go with it. And you let Him unfold it. And you know what's cool about that too? You don't have to make it all work now. You're along for the adventure. You allow for Him to set the agenda. You allow for Him to set the stage. And He will have work for you to do, by the way. But that work that He has for you to do is now in alignment with Him. And so what you'll notice too is even with the work that you do, there's a peace with it. There's a joy with it. There's an energy with it. You know, when God's had me engaged in projects or something like that, and it's been something from Him, there's times I've worked, you know, 4 or 6 in the morning. I'll just be working on something that He's got me into. And I don't even feel it. I just want to keep doing it. I just want to keep working on that thing that He has for me, because there's a joy in it. There's a peace in it. There's something that I can't get enough of it. I wish I didn't have to sleep. Because that's something that He's in. But I've also noticed too, when it's been in my own life, my own agenda, or my own thing, or something that it is that, you know, it was not, you know, part of what He had for me. It's laborious. It's something that, you know, it's just like you. I mean, it feels like work. It feels like something that, you know, you're just like, oh, when is this thing going to stop? Because you know why? God has put gifts in you. And those gifts are incredibly valuable. And when you're a child of God, the world also sees that you have those gifts. So what the world would like to do is it would like to take the gifts that God has put in you and put them into service in building the world system. But that's not what God has for you. God would rather you bow your knee before Him, allow Him to then, and when you also bow your knee, lay all your gifts before Him as well. Allow Him to spiritually empower the gifts that He's put in you, and then to use those gifts as He would direct you. As He would direct you. And when He directs you and He directs those gifts, there's incredible things that happen with the gifts that God's put in you. So, you know, for us, I mean, we look at it too. It's just like, all right, the guys that are part of the Faith Mix team, all of us, you know, we all have different sets of gifts. You know, we all have different things that God has blessed us with that we're good at. But we've given those over to Him. And it's incredible how the gifts that we have synergize with each other, and how also God uses those gifts to do some amazing things with each one of us. It's quite incredible. And for us, you know, like the world, they've got all their heavy machinery and all this other stuff that they put into doing whatever they do. We just do what we do, and it just seems to get out, and some things incredible happen with it. But it's not about some big agenda. It's just about, all right, Lord, thank You for the gifts that You put in us. What would You have us to do with them? And you know what? You have gifts inside of you. You have gifts that God has put inside of you. Different things, different ways. Sometimes you might even discount them. You might not even realize that you have them. But you have them. They're there. And rather than, you know, bemoan what it is that you see going on, and rather than, you know, complaining about what it is that you think you don't have, you know what God does? He just says, what is it that you have? Because for Him, what you don't have is not that important. What is it that you have? What is it that He's already put into your life? And would you lay that down before Him? Would you give that over to Him? Would you ask Him to lead and direct that which He's already put inside of you? Because when you do that, that's where the amazing things happen. Because that's also historical. Whether it was Moses and the staff, what's in your hand? You know? Oh, and Moses throws it down, turns into a snake. He picks it back up. It's the staff of God. Whether it's the little boy's lunch, You know, five loaves and two fish. That God says, what do you got? They show him this. He prays and blesses it. And then it feeds the 5,000 or 5,000 men. A lot of women there too and kids. You know, a lot of things also unsaid there. A ton of people fed by the willful giving over of what it is that somebody had. Just a little boy. A little boy that understood that God would take what he had in his hand and use it to bless other people. God will take what you have in your hand. God will take what you have in your soul, in your spirit. And if you lay it down before him, he will bless other people and you through that. Because there's also a blessing for you in that. The blessing for you is that your gifts are being used for what it was intended for. Your gifts are not just being selfishly consumed upon yourself, but God's actually flowing through them and doing something incredible with them in the lives of other people as well. You know, the Shunammite women and you know, Elijah. You know, what do you got? Well, I got a little bit of oil. I've got some flour. You know, we're just going to make one more. I'm just gathering some wood right now so that we could just make one more cake, eat it and die. And, you know, through the prophet, God just says, well, here, you know, let's do this. And as they follow that which is instructed, they eat throughout to the end of the famine. There's a principle there. You keep seeing it pop up throughout Scripture, which is God takes that which you have, and when you put it before him, when you put it at his feet, he blesses that which you have put before him, and he makes it a blessing to others, and also it blesses your own life. So, you know, the question there always too is, all right, what is it that you have? What is it that God has blessed you with? And if you don't feel like it is that you've got much, look, you probably got two arms, two legs, a mouth to speak, ears to hear, eyes to see, yeah? Why don't you put your whole being before him? Why don't you bow your whole being before him and say, Lord God, this is what I have. I've just got this body that I'm in. I'll give that to you. You've always got something that you can put before him and allow for him to take that and to do something incredible with it. You know, I know young kids that have put their lives before God when they were young kids. That's all they had. And God honored that and raised them up to be incredible men and women of God. That know his voice, that walk with him, that serve him, that are a blessing to the lives of so many others. But that came on his terms, but that also came with a willful surrendering of that which was in their hand unto him. See, you know, sometimes people are always wanting to say, okay, if I just get this and this and this and this and this, then I can go and, you know, be this for God or do this for God. That's still self-will. And you know, that is not what he's looking for. What he would rather have is you right now. This very moment right now. Not some future thing. But in this very moment right now. For you to say, Lord God, I'm yours. Lord God, whatever you would have for me, that's what I would do. In this very moment. See, God, why is, alright, here. When Moses said, whom shall I say sent me? And he said, I am. Right? Okay. There's a huge indicator in that for so many things that go on with life. I am. Right now, this is the moment that you can surrender your entire life before him. This is the moment that you can direct your heart and your mind and your spirit towards him. This is the moment. Right now. Not some future thing. You know, the angels in heaven, they have their lives directed towards Him. Their faces are always facing towards the Son of God. You know, right now. You know, if you look at eternity, actually, I mean, what is eternity but ever-present? There is no time in eternity. So it's always right now. It's always I am. It's always in this moment. So in this moment right now, this is the moment of salvation. This is the moment where you can surrender all before Him. This is the moment that you can turn your heart and your face before Him. This is the moment that you can stop with all the junk and look to Him. You know, it's when you start realizing that this is your moment, this is your time, this right now, this is it. Then you rise up into what He called you to do. Look, you know, also too, you know, something that He just sort of showed me in my own way, because I need to hear things, you know, in a way that, that I can get it too. And He just showed me, you know, like, what's the walk of faith? You know, it's just one step of faith after another. You just take a step of faith. And, which is trust. You take a step of trust. And then you take another step of trust, another step of faith. And then He shows you the next thing. And so you just do that. And you just go with what it is that He's showing you. And as you do that, you find out later you're walking. That's the walk of faith. The walk of faith is... the walk of faith is when you just take one step of faith after another. That's all it is. So, you know, you don't have to worry about a lot of this stuff. But, you know, in this entire process of life, in this entire process, in this journey, you know, that surrender to Him is part of the agony that we go through, because we go through a dying, you know, to self and to our expectations, to all the things that we thought and were thinking about, and our own dreams and our own intentions. That is a very real, very painful experience. But when you surrender to God in that and through that, there, what you'll find is there's life. And there's peace that comes, you know, at the close of that. If you surrender to Him, you know, rather than just continuing on in that cycle. And just trying to make everything work and trying to muscle it out. No, you don't need to. You give it over to Him and you will find peace. I know some of you guys that are riding in these days, you know, you're in some spots where, you know, you've been going through a lot. And you are struggling with the reality of some of the things that you're facing right now. And, you know, my encouragement to you is to keep going. My encouragement to you is to know that there is victory as you would seek Him in the middle of that. As you would go before Him in prayer. As you would read His Word. As you would bring the promises of God there. That there is victory in that time. In that situation. In that set of experiences, and not to worry. You know, just know that He'll carry you through. You know, He always takes care of His people. He always watches over those that are His. Yes, we do get attacked. Yes, there's things that come at us. But also in all of that too, we are made stronger. God makes you stronger. He does. And He will strengthen you. He will bless you. And as you trust in Him, as you look to Him, that blessing will also overflow your life into the lives of those around you that need what God has put in you. As you are broken, His life flows through you into the lives of other people. God works through broken vessels. You know, He works through people that have gone through some stuff. So, you know, it's okay. It's okay to go through some things. The thing is just when you go through tough stuff, just praise Him. Just thank Him. Just look to Him. Bring that situation before Him and say, Lord God, here's where I'm at. This is the situation I'm in. I'm struggling with this, but you know what? I bring it before You. And Lord, I ask You for Your Lordship. I ask You for Your direction. I ask You for wisdom. I ask You to strengthen me in this. And Lord, I use that power that You've also put in me. You direct me and You show me where You want me to put it. Because then God will direct you, and you will oftentimes pray over and against these situations that come from the enemy, and you will probably be decimating them left, right, and center if you stop thinking about it, you know, from your own perspective and start looking at it from what it is that He's doing. And why is it that He actually puts you in that situation in the first place? Because He allows you to be there. He allows you to be in those situations. You know, in those situations that He allows you to be in, there's a reason for it. Because many times He needs somebody to go in. And when you go in, you know, you are His rep. You are His ambassador in that situation. And He needed somebody to do it. So, you know, it's not about everything being cushy for you. It's about, you know, we serve the King of Kings. And where is it that He would have us to go? What is it that He would have us to do? God would have you to go in. He would have you to speak His word and His truth. He would have you to be a true representative of His kingdom. So that people know that there's something different. Know that there's a better way. Know that there's a chance for something more. God wants that for you. God has that for you. God intends that for you. So, you know, with that, be blessed. Know that God's plan and purpose is being carried out in your life, and that you are in the middle of sometimes a process. But look, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So know that the joy of the Lord is there. All this stuff, this too shall pass. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We always appreciate it. Also, you can reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, and you will find us. So keep on keeping on. Love you guys. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.